はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
明宏です。
Sachiko here. Lower intermediate lesson number 34. Boyfriend. Wow. What kind of a title is this? I wonder what we're going to talk about.
Well, about boyfriend. About someone's boyfriend, I guess.
I think it's going to be two girls gossiping about someone's boyfriend.
Oh, it happens.
Does that make you nervous, Akihiro?
大丈夫ですよ。
Very confident. I like that.
ついてきてくださいね。
はい、じゃあ早速会話を聞いてみましょう。
ねえねえ、マミの彼氏どうだった？あったんでしょ？
そうね、優しそうな感じだったかな。
優しそうな感じってどういうこと？
包容力がありそうな感じ。
包容力があるってどんな感じなの？
すぐ怒ったりしなそうな感じ。
へえ、柔和で笑顔が素敵そうなイメージだわ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
マミの彼氏、どうだった？あったんでしょ？
そうね。優しそうな感じだったかな。
優しそうな感じってどういうこと？
包容力がありそうな感じ。
包容力があるってどんな感じなの？
すぐに怒ったりしなそうな感じ。
へえ、柔和で笑顔が素敵そうなイメージだわ。
次は英語が入ります。
ねえねえ、マミの彼氏どうだった？あったんでしょ？
How about mommy's boyfriend? You met him, right?
そうね、優しそうな感じだったかな。
Yeah, I guess he seemed kind of nice.
優しそうな感じってどういうこと？
He seemed kind of nice. What do you mean by that?
包容力がありそうな感じ。
It felt like he was patient.
包容力があるってどんな感じなの？
Patient? How so?
すぐ怒ったりしなそうな感じ。
It seemed like he doesn't get angry very easily.
へえ、柔和で笑顔が素敵そうなイメージだわ。
Wow, I can picture a handsome smiling face and a mild-mannered temperament.
夏子さん、秋広さん、この会話どう思いましたか？
ずいぶんはっきりものを言う人ですよね。
そうですね。
She's so straightforward.
Well, today we're going to learn a lot of vocabulary that can be useful when describing a date.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so let's go over them one by one. 一つ目の単語をお願いします。
彼氏。
Boyfriend.
彼氏。彼氏。
What's the word for girlfriend?
彼女。
Which is also the same as the general term she.
And you can also say 彼 for boyfriend,
that's
which is
true.
Also the general term for he.
私の彼、彼女の彼。じゃあ次の単語をお願いします。
優しい、
tender, kind, gentle.
優しい、優しい。
But in Japanese, 優しい doesn't have to have a romantic meaning, does it?
Nope. It actually doesn't have to describe person.It can be also used for colors.
Okay, and it would mean soft?
Mm-hmm, or tender, gentle.
Oh, that's a good point.
Nice and smooth.
Nice.
And we definitely don't use this word for meat, like tender sirloin steak.
Or, right. What do we call tender steak?
Yawarakai.
Which is a good vocabulary. It means flexible or soft, right?OK, 次の単語をお願いします。
感じ。
Feeling, impression.
感じ。感じ。
Now, be careful. It's the same sound as kanji, which is the Chinese characters that we use.
Yes.
But the context is very different, right? E kanji could mean good character or good impression.
Usually wow. good impression.
That was a tough decision for me. If you leave a bad impression, what would they say?
悪い感じ.
Yes.
The next vocabulary, please.
包容力.
Tolerance, composure, thoughtfulness, and caring.
包容力. 包容力.
Now, what does that mean exactly? It's such a broad term.
Well, let's look at the kanji.
Okay.
包 means to wrap. And yo means to contain.
Right.
And ryoku is ability.
Mm-hmm.
So it means an ability to wrap the whole thing up and contain it inside you.
Ah, so someone who has the composure mm-hmm. and the patience mm-hmm. to kind of sit back and just accept everything.
Oh, yes. Accept.
As it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Like an ideal boss.
Yeah.
This word gives me a very parental and father-like feeling.
That's true. A person who just sits back and lets the kid make his own mistakes, but at the same time kind of jump in when they need help.
Yes, right.
Which brings us to an interesting topic. The kanji for parent is actually standing by the tree and watching.
It consists
of the kanji, stand by the tree and watch.
Oh, that's right.
Because that's what an ideal parent is supposed to be.
Oh, wow.
We're getting philosophical today. Okay, 次の単語をお願いします。
入話。
Gentleness.
入話。入話。
Now, this is a vocabulary that I don't use in daily life, but what are you guys?
Not really. Yeah, it's more like a written language.
Right.
You could use this word to describe the face of Buddha.
Because it's very gentle
right.
and...
Yeah.
Oh, in the statue and right. in the tableaus.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm. Would that be a compliment, do you think?
To Buddha, yes.
But not to... If I said, oh, you remind me of Buddha.
To people, I don't know.
I don't... It might be a compliment about their personality, but maybe not their appearance.
I'm not sure about the appearance of Buddha, so maybe.
That's true.
It depends.
Okay.
優しい感じってことですよね。
Means gentle and nice. Next vocabulary, please.
笑顔.
Smile.
笑顔.
Now that's a word that a lot of guys use to describe women, isn't it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
笑顔が素敵.
Yes.
あ、いいですね。
いいですね。
いいですね。
そういうのがタイプですか?
もちろんそうですよ。
もちろん。And we just coincidentally covered the next vocabulary, which is?
素敵.
Lovely or great.
素敵. 素敵.
Now, is this a word that men would use?
It's okay for men to use this, but I have an impression that women use this word more often than men.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, so right.
I. And they use it for, you know, high-end luxury things. You wouldn't use it on anything.
Yeah, right.
It would be a kimono. A really expensive silk kimono is 素敵. You wouldn't take a, you know, a t-shirt from a secondhand store and call it, oh, 素敵.
Maybe as a compliment.
Maybe as a compliment.
But, yeah, it's really kind of... A very nice and...
It's a noble, kind of sophisticated look, probably.
You can also use like, yeah, Johnny Depp is sticky!
Yeah, in that case, the translation would be, he's hot instead of lovely. But that's true. You can say that about people in general.
Yes, right.
And not only appearance, but personality too, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so... Now that we have all this wonderful vocabulary with us, let's learn how to use them. Today's grammar point is something something so, which means he looks like, and followed by the adjective.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko-san, can you look at some of the examples from our dialogue?
Okay. Yasashiso.
Yes. The second line is yasashiso. How would you translate that?
Seems gentle. Seems kind.
The dictionary form...
Yasashi. So you drop e of e adjectives.
Okay.
and add so.
So, 楽しい becomes 楽しそう.
Yes.
Okay, that's one pattern. What's the next pattern in line 4?
包容力がありそう.
What's the dictionary form of this word?
ある.
Which is?
To exist.
So, ある becomes ありそう.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess that turns ある into the masu stem?
Oh, yes.
Hmm.
In case of the verb.
Right. We have the adjective version and the verb version. Mm-hmm. What's the next one on line 6?
怒ったりしなさそう.
And the root form of しなさそう is?
しない.
Mm. So in this case, in the conversation, しない becomes しなそう. What is the correct way of saying this?
Well, I think it was originally しなさそう.
Mm.
In the case of negative,
right.
You drop e of ない and add さそう.
To make it しなさそう.
Mm-hmm. But because it's pretty long or, you know, hard to say, we just shorten to しなそう.
Right. So in daily life, we say both, right?
しなさそう.
しなそう.
Mm-hmm. Both.
Yeah. Both work if you're communicating with something, so we don't have to worry about that. Let's look at the next example in the dialogue.
素敵そう.
Seems lovely. So the root form of this is
素敵な.
And the na gets dropped and replaced with so to make 素敵そう. So there's a lot of patterns here today depending on the adjective, the verb, or the negative form. So be sure to print out the PDF and go through it again because it can be a little bit confusing.
But it's very useful.
Definitely.
And it's used a lot, like this conversation.
Especially if you like gossip, you have to master this. Okay. So be sure to check out the PDF and the Learning Center, especially because today's vocabulary really gives you an idea of what they mean by looking at the kanji. So check it out and leave us a post.
それじゃまた今度。
さようなら。
ねえねえ、マミの彼氏どうだった？あったんでしょ？
そうね、優しそうな感じだったかな。
優しそうな感じってどういうこと？
包容力がありそうな感じ。
包容力があるってどんな感じなの？
すぐ怒ったりしなそうな感じ。
へえ、柔和で笑顔が素敵そうなイメージだわ。